紫卷三，2021年广西北部湾经济区初中学业水平考试。一，听句子，选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，每个句子读一遍。
Number 1. Let's keep the rabbit as a pet. Number 2.It will be windy tomorrow. Number 3. Judy's favorite fruit is grapes. Number 4.Go along the street and school is on your right. Number 5. They are making a birthday cake together.
二，听句子，选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语。每个句子读两遍。
Number 6. What does Jack look like?
What does Jack look like?
Number 7. Could you take a message for me?
Could you take a message for me?
Number 8. I forgot to bring the camera to the park.
I forgot to bring the camera to the park.
Number 9. Wish to see you again next time.
Wish to see you again next time.
Number 10. How soon will the class meeting start?
How soon will the class meeting start?
三，听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容，选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Hi, Peter. We haven't seen each other for several days. How is it going?
Not bad. What about you, Betty?
Pretty good. The Mid-Autumn Festival is in 3 days. What would you like to do that day?
My parents and I will drive a car to visit my grandparents in the countryside. What about you?
I will have a trip to Beihai with my parents.
Sounds great. I'm sure we will enjoy ourselves.
I think so. How about going to the bookstore this Sunday afternoon? I want to buy some books.
Good idea. When and where shall we meet?
Let's meet at the gate of Xinhua Bookstore at 7 p.m.
No problem. See you then.
Hi, Peter. We haven't seen each other for several days. How is it going?
Not bad. What about you, Betty?
Pretty good. The Mid-Autumn Festival is in 3 days. What would you like to do that day?
My parents and I will drive a car to visit my grandparents in the countryside. What about you?
I will have a trip to Beihai with my parents.
Sounds great. I'm sure we will enjoy ourselves.
I think so. How about going to the bookstore this Sunday afternoon? I want to buy some books.
Good idea. When and where shall we meet?
Let's meet at the gate of Xinhua Bookstore at 7 p.m.
No problem. See you then.
请听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
Hi, Anna. You don't look well. What's the matter?
I have a headache, and I'm sleepy now.
What did you do last night?
I stayed up late to do my homework.
But there was not much homework yesterday. It was easy to do, and I finished it in 1 hour.
That's true. My grandmother fell off the bed last night, and my parents sent her to the hospital. I had to look after my younger sister until they came back.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope your grandmother will be better soon.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. Hi, Anna. You don't look well. What's the matter?
I have a headache, and I'm sleepy now.
What did you do last night?
I stayed up late to do my homework.
But there was not much homework yesterday. It was easy to do, and I finished it in 1 hour.
That's true. My grandmother fell off the bed last night, and my parents sent her to the hospital. I had to look after my younger sister until they came back.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope your grandmother will be better soon.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
请听第三段对话，回答第十七至二十小题。
Hello, Mr. White.
Hi, Sally. I hear that you will take part in the speech competition.
Yes, it will start at 8 a.m. this Sunday. Could I use your computer to search for some information?
Of course. Is there something wrong with your computer?
My sister broke it last night.
Sorry to hear that. Do you need any other help?
Yes. I'm worried about my speech, and I don't know what to do.
You just need to make a full preparation before it and keep calm in the competition. Besides, adding some stories or raising your voice is also useful. Then you will have a good result.
Thanks for your suggestions. May I go to the school hall to practice it tonight?
Of course you can, but call your parents to pick you up at night.
Okay, I will. Hello, Mr. White.
Hi, Sally. I hear that you will take part in the speech competition.
Yes, it will start at 8 a.m. this Sunday. Could I use your computer to search for some information?
Of course. Is there something wrong with your computer?
My sister broke it last night.
Sorry to hear that. Do you need any other help?
Yes, I'm worried about my speech, and I don't know what to do.
You just need to make a full preparation before it and keep calm in the competition. Besides, adding some stories or raising your voice is also useful. Then you will have a good result.
Thanks for your suggestions. May I go to the school hall to practice it tonight?
Of course you can, but call your parents to pick you up at night.
Okay, I will.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，选出每个问题的最佳答案。短文读两遍。
Look, this is a beautiful car. It is the smallest car in the world. A British man, Perry Watkins, made it. The car is called Windup. The inventor was 47 years old when he created the car in 2009. He said it took him 7 months to finish making the car. It is a black car with 3 wheels. It's only the size of a washing machine. The car is just 41 inches high, 51 inches long, and 26 inches wide. And it's much lighter than an adult. It can travel at a speed of 60 kilometers an hour. When he drives his car in the street, people are very amazed at his small car. Many of them take photos of it.
Look, this is a beautiful car. It is the smallest car in the world. A British man, Perry Watkins, made it. The car is called Windup. The inventor was 47 years old when he created the car in 2009. He said it took him 7 months to finish making the car. It is a black car with 3 wheels. It's only the size of a washing machine. The car is just 41 inches high, 51 inches long and 26 inches wide, and is much lighter than an adult. It can travel at a speed of 60 km an hour. When he drives his car in the street, people are very amazed at his small car. Many of them take photos of it.
听短文，填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，将所缺信息填入对应的横线上。每空一词，短文读两遍。
Last Friday, our class organized an activity in memory of heroes. We met at the gate of the park. The head teacher gave each of us some fresh flowers and led us to the memorial tower. Along the way, the teacher was telling us the actions and the great spirit of the heroes. When we got there, we went up in turn to lay flowers and bow. Looking at the tall stone, I was deeply moved. most of them gave their lives without leaving their names, and we should thank them for giving us a peaceful and happy life. This activity encouraged me to go after my dream bravely and do good things for people.
Last Friday, our class organized an activity in memory of heroes. We met at the gate of the park. The head teacher gave each of us some fresh flowers and led us to the memorial tower. Along the way, the teacher was telling us the actions and the great spirit of the heroes. When we got there, we went up in turn to lay flowers and bow. Looking at the tall stone, I was deeply moved. Most of them gave their lives without leaving their names, and we should thank them for giving us a peaceful and happy life. This activity encouraged me to go after my dream bravely and do good things for people.